Deep red blood spills over Papa's calloused hands. It is the blood of a chicken, a rooster bred strong, tough, built. Koa, my older brother, sits on the rusted stool, holding the chicken in his lap. Papa uses a sharp blade to cut the comb and all the red tissue of its face. The skin opens. The rooster does not flinch. Papa takes hold of the chicken, places it in its coop, and grips another before placing it in Koa's arms. I stand watching, resting my heel into the calf of my other leg, mesmerized by the grace by which Papa does something that could seem so troubling, but I have seen this before. This is part of Papa's everyday work. He shoes horses for a living, driving his truck all over the island to care for hooves, to trim hair, to file teeth. He leases a pasture for his mules and hunting dogs, shredding the grass, maintaining the fence lines, repairing the gates with his coffee tin of nails and tools. He raises chickens, some bred to sell to fight. He stops at his sister's house to eat lunch on her patio every afternoon, sitting next to Auntie's fish pond filled with koi, sharing stories, remembering. He works leather, he smokes meat, he leaves the static of country radio on for his mule to listen and be entertained. He waits for grandma to come home from work at the cable office every evening, preparing chicken papaya or Portuguese bean soup before she returns. I grew up on an acre of agricultural land at the foot of a green mountain where the sounds of the scratchy radio and a hammer or welder or air compressor could always be heard. Only a water-damaged bridge, ditch of taro, and small barn separated our home from the home of my papa. I was influenced by many books, stories, ideologies, and people as I grew, but no influence felt more consistent and more steadfast than the one from papa, my neighbor, my beef stew provider, my storyteller, my calloused hands to hold. Papa's grandfathers and grandmothers moved from the old country to the sugar plantations for a better life. They worked the fields and lived in the Portuguese and Spanish camps, planting, nurturing, harvesting, and hauling cane. When my grandma wanted to marry Papa, her father asked him what field he worked in. Papa answered, the sugar field. The move from the old country to the sugar field meant a better life for all of us. I do not harvest or haul cane. I do not use razors to cut the combs of roosters. I do not shoe horses or grind meat into sausage or raise chickens or slaughter pigs. I do not have and will never have calloused hands. I read, I write, I study. I put my head down and I work. My papa taught me to do that. I see the intricacies of the law in every page of casebook that I read. I see them through the lens of the land I grew up on and the people that I love. I observe the injustices in the stories. I think, I scratch, I learn. I see the blood spilling. I see things that are troubling. I try for grace. This will be part of my everyday work. My hands are soft. When I sit in the patio with Papa and place my hands in his, they are small-boned, gentle, petite. My hands will never become hardened, but I will work. I will work for help. I will work to ensure that they're cared for. I will work for my family. I will work for my island. I will work for people with roots like mine and roots that are not like mine. I will work to fulfill their needs. For many years, I experienced feelings of envy towards my papa, towards Koa, towards the talent they possess and the work that they do with their hands. Papa has always worked with his hands. Koa builds homes for a living. For many years, I have stood watching, resting, mesmerized. Koa would drive me past his latest job sites. I'd think he worked on that with his hands. He put in that deck with his hands. That house on that hill he built with his hands. I would look in my hands and think, what will these hands ever be able to do? Sometimes now when I sit at my desk, casebooks, outlines, and post-it notes open in front of me, I look at my hands. I think, I scratch, I learn. These hands will hold important texts. These hands will hold briefs and notes and arguments and burdens. These hands will hold many hands, hands like Papa's, hands like his grandfather's and grandmother's, hands like Cole's, hands like mine. through bloody, troubling things. And these hands, my small, soft hands, will hold them with grace.